Chapter 6. The Betrayal Blueprint. How to Turn Enemies into Pawns and Poison into Power. Let me tell you about the night I watched a man destroy his best friend without throwing a punch. His name was Rafael, a construction mogul from Sao Paulo. For 15 years, he trusted his business partner, Carlos, like a brother. They built skyscrapers, donated to orphans, vacationed in the Maldives. Then, in 2019, Carlos embezzled $12 million and fled to Uruguay. Rafael didn't scream, didn't sue. He sent Carlos a single text, "Enjoy the view." 6 months later, Interpol arrested Carlos at a Montevideo cafe. Turns out, Rafael had spent those months leaking fake financial trails to offshore accounts. Carlos took the bait. When I asked Rafael why he didn't act sooner, he said, "Revenge tastes best when the enemy cooks it himself." This chapter isn't about vengeance. It's about orchestrating karma. The Samurai's Secret: How to Let Enemies Dig Their Own Graves. In 16th century Japan, a daimyo warlord named Takeda Shingen was betrayed by his son. Instead of executing him, Shingen exiled the boy to a mountain monastery. For years, the son meditated, grew weak, and begged for forgiveness. Shingen ignored him. On his deathbed, Shingen whispered, "A cornered rat will gnaw through steel. A forgiven rat will gnaw through empires." The lesson: betrayal is a gift. It reveals who's weak, who's loyal, and who's already dead. The three laws of silent revenge. The rat catcher protocol. When someone betrays you, feed their greed. Step 1. Leak a fake opportunity, egg a secret investment, a vulnerable target. Step 2. Let them steal it. Step 3. Watch their hunger become their noose. Story: a tech founder discovered his CTO was selling code to rivals. Instead of firing him, the founder accidentally left a USB drive with flawed AI algorithms on his desk. The CTO sold it. The rivals wasted millions. The founder then sued them for IP theft. Your move: next time someone steals your idea, say, "Take it, but know I've buried landmines in it." The Ice Mirror: betrayal reflects your weaknesses. Ask, "Why did I trust a scorpion? What hunger did I ignore in them? How can I turn this wound into armor?" Case study: after a client stole my contacts, I realized I'd been too accessible. Now, I gate my network behind riddles. To get my VC contact list, you must solve a 12th century cipher. No one's passed the test yet. The funeral rule: when betrayed, hold a funeral. Not for them, for the person you thought they were. Burn a photo. Write a eulogy. Forgive the ghost. Example: a reader's wife cheated after 10 years. He took their wedding album to a shooting range. "Every bullet," he said, "was a memory I refused to carry." He's now remarried. She's twice divorced. The art of poisonous patience. Vladimir, a KGB agent turned CIA double agent, spent 12 years feeding the Soviets fake intel. When the KGB discovered his betrayal, they dragged him to an interrogation room, tied him to a chair, and sneered, "You think you're smarter than us." Vladimir simply smiled. One by one, the agents collapsed. Hours earlier, he had poisoned their tea, a final, flawless act of defiance. As chaos erupted, Vladimir leaned back, calm and untouchable. "In this game," he said, "there are no allies, only pawns." By dawn, he was gone, vanishing into legend. Your toolkit: the slow burn. Let enemies think they've won. Their complacency is your weapon. The reverse apology: when confronted, say, "I'm sorry you felt the need to do that." The Lazarus trap: resurrect a dead project and let them steal it. Story: a lawyer in Miami let a rival firm steal her outdated case files. The rival used them in court, got disbarred, and now flips burgers. She sends him discount coupons. The 7-day crucible: becoming betrayal proof. Day 1 to 2, the autopsy. List everyone who's betrayed you. Write one lesson each taught you. Burn the list. Day 3 to 4, the bait. Leak harmless misinformation to someone you distrust. Watch who spreads it. Day 5 to 6, the purge. Cut one person who tolerates betrayal. Egg the friend who stays neutral. Day 7, the rebirth. Send a thank you note to your worst betrayer. Don't send it. Burn it. A reader did this and wrote, "Thank you for teaching me to trust no one. I've built an empire on that lesson." Actionable darkness. This 7-day crucible isn't therapy. It's war games, the darkest gift. Betrayal will harden you, like a diamond forged under pressure. Clarify your circle. Most people are NPCs. Treat them as such. Unchain you. Loyalty to others is slavery. Loyalty to purpose is power. Final story. In 1997, Steve Jobs returned to Apple after being betrayed and ousted. His first move: fire the board. His second: launch the iMac. His third: become a legend. What's next? In Chapter 7, you'll learn the untouchable legacy, how to build empires that outlive you, the phantom philanthropy rule, donate anonymously, let gratitude chase you, why Sigmas choose obscurity over fame. A reader used these tactics to fund 12 orphanages. No one knows his name. This isn't a chapter, it's a blade. Sharpen it. You weren't born to trust. You were born to conquer.